Hey everyone, it's Mick Kerr encouraging you to check out the great auctions from the Steffes Group this first week of June. The R&J Farms of Purley, Minnesota Farm Retirement Auction. Near Alice, North Dakota, the Kyle and Stacy Marshke Farm Retirement Auction. Through the 15th, it's the Eugene and Dolores Undum Farm Retirement Auction, Rogers, North Dakota. And happening at the Steffes Group facility in West Fargo, the Rust Sales Tillage Parts Auction. These are just a few of the timed online auctions. Check them out at steffesgroup.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is that time of the show where we take a look at the markets, and whoo, look at these markets. Oats was up 11 cents today. Everything else was kind of in the tank. Jim Emter of Vadon & Company. Jim, what the heck? Was it a mad Monday, or I know we got some bad news over the weekend and whatnot, so what happened today?
Well, I think first off, you hit the nail on the head. If only we could trade rice and oats, we'd be having a great conversation and a great track here the last number of months. But outside of those two markets, everything else just kind of, for lack of a better term, stinks. When you look at what happened over the weekend, the reiteration of Trump on Friday basically coming in here and saying from his presidential podium, hey, you know what, China, if you're going to have the influence on Hong Kong that you're going to have, we're not going to honor some of the relationship sectors we have with Hong Kong. Plus, we're going to come after you, Beijing. And the net result was China coming in here and retaliating to some degree, basically saying any state-owned facilities that they do not want them purchasing soybeans and pork for the time being. So, you know, we kind of came on with calmer heads right away. But as the progression went on Sunday night into Monday, we got that news what China was going to do. And the long story short, as we turned into risk off. Now, we were able to battle back in the beans. There were private reports that we saw three cargoes for new crop soybeans purchased by state reserves today. So we'll see if those come to fruition. But just a real tug of war right now. And at the end of the day, what we're really doing is stuck like many North Dakota farmers are right now, literally in the field. These markets really aren't going anywhere either.
Yeah, and farmers are getting stuck in some of the most unusual places, and here we go again with China. And it's not we're pointing the finger at them for coronavirus or anything. Now it's Hong Kong all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, it just seems to, you know, layers of different things that are coming up here. And, yeah, the COVID-19, you know, first off, you know, there, obviously the trade war that's ongoing, and now Hong Kong, it's just – it's like the trifecta, Mick, of different things that are coming in here. And it seems like every time this corn, soybean, and wheat market are about ready to break out to the top side and activate some key price counts, we just pop it on the head and we settle back down. And, you know, that's the thing is we can generate some nice price counts right now. Heck, corn market for new crop corn, we could be looking at some very nice counts that go upwards of 355, 366, and 385. And if we could start talking 385, 390, that'd be opportunity for producers to do some hedging, but we can't even get past getting above 343. So we're stuck here for the moment, similar token in beans. If we could just get above these key resistance points of 887, we could start to accelerate 923, 953, and who knows, maybe even $10. Those are the three price counts that if we can get outside this range to the top side that generate, but we all equally need to be careful that we don't break out to the downside now again with all this negativity around. So we got to find a way to balance, Mick. I think it's important that we're trying to hold together with all this negative news, but we're also not accelerating to the top side in any manner quickly.
Yeah, so we want this elevator going up, but we're kind of in the basement now. What is going to send this price upward? Is it a weather premium that is apparently not built into the market?
Well, and I think that's a big thing. We do not have a lot of weather built in. Thursday, Friday, we started to see a ridge develop in some warmer, drier weather. Well, it didn't confirm as well as maybe the bull wanted to see it through the weekend, but yeah, weather, a surprise demand or a surprise from USDA. Remember, we've got some very important reports coming here middle of June as they resurvey North Dakota and also at the end of June in regards to planting, you know, actual results. The final numbers will be released at the end of the month. And, you know, we'll have to see how that all frames out. But those are really the three sectors right now, Mick, that are really on the gamut. And when you look to the China-U.S., we're not on a very good footing here to start the month, that's for sure.
More patience required. How long do you see us kind of sitting here at the bottom?
Well, for right now, Mick, we need to even know, is this a bottom? I mean, equally, if we can't get traction together, remember, we're talking about a 3.5 billion bushel carryout in corn, and we're talking about 400 or 500 million bushel in soybeans, and that's off of just trend line yields. So, I mean, we equally need to have the conversation, Mick, is this even a bottom if we can't get up and get going? And might these still be seasonal opportunities? And it's tough to believe that. So government intervention or something needs to come through the pipeline here, Mick, because like I said, we've got a tough circumstance. But I'll say one thing. We've got funds nearing record type shorts in corn. We've got the bean market where funds are neutral. When you start getting people leaning so pessimistically and negative to the markets, you can see things change very quickly, and that's the weather tone ultimately is going to be the cards that are going to have to be played here to get this market shaken up. And usually we see that come June, July at the latest. But you start getting in past July 15th, Mick, you've got to start getting nervous if we can't put together a rally by then.
Okay. Well, you mentioned rice and oats were up today. Calves were higher, too. So it wasn't all bad. But, Jim, a lot of producers need to have a conversation with their marketing expert. How did they get a hold of you?
Give us a phone call, 800-648-5494. We got a great crew here that'll help you out.
Gotcha. Van On and Company. Have a good day, Jim. We'll check with you later.
Sounds great, Mick. Take care. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye now.